India's ruling Nationalist Party, the BJP, is using a controversy over a sacred Hindu temple to boost its base in a southern state where its support is normally weak. The country's Supreme Court recently lifted a ban on women of childbearing age visiting the Sabarimala temple in Kerala. The decision triggered a backlash. Primate Pal Chowdhury is the foreign editor of the Hindustan Times. He's speaking here with Andrew West.
The temple is a temple in the southern state of Kerala dedicated to a popular god there, Ayyappan. There are many Ayyappan temples in Kerala. This one is a little unusual in fact that at certain points of the year, it says that women who are of basically menstruating or childbearing age are not allowed. And even men who arrive there have to be celibate for 41 days, because Ayyappan in this temple represents universal celibacy. So as a consequence, it has this unusual restriction on who is allowed to visit that temple. Now, some activists have then asked that why this is discriminatory against women in particular, and took it to the Supreme Court, which then ruled that, in fact, yes, this was a violation in a 4-1 judgment, that the Supreme Court said this was violative of the Indian Constitution and said that women would have unlimited access to the temple.
Pramit, in this vast ecology of religion in India, one of the world's great religious marketplaces, what is so significant about this particular temple, though? Why has it attracted so much controversy?
Well, it's a good question, and it's not always easy to figure out why it's one specific temple. There are almost, I would say, temples all across India have all sorts of restrictions on them. There are temples that do not allow people who have taken religious vows. There are temples that do not allow men in. There are temples that do not allow women. There are temples that do not allow non-Hindus. There are temples that do not allow certain types of caste. This ayat, the Sabarimala temple, interestingly enough, while it has a restriction on women, allows Muslims and Christians to come and pray there. So, yes, as you said, there's an enormous mosaic of variety, all built around all sorts of curious local traditions that are sort of lost in the past. I think what was interesting in this case, and one of the reasons it's become such an important case, is simply politics. Kerala and India as a whole are going for national elections sometime early next year. Kerala is an unusual state in India in the fact that the ruling Bharatiya Janata Party, which is normally described as a Hindu nationalist party, has very little presence there. It is the two rival parties of the Congress, which is a sort of left of center, and the communists, which are by definition leftist. But underneath them socially, they represent two different social coalitions. The communists are actually a Hindu caste coalition, while the Congress represents largely a Muslim Christian combination. So the BJP has been looking for a wedge issue, if you wish, that would allow them to break the caste, the Hindu coalition that backs the communists. And one of the arguments is that they have now moved in on this issue, imported a number of activists from around India, and are using the Sabarimala temple to embarrass the communist regime, which presently rules in Kerala. Yeah.
Interestingly, though, Pramit, I understand that many of the protesters who want to uphold the ban on women of childbearing or menstruating age from entering the temple are women themselves.
Oh, yes. The local population there, which is largely of a tribal background, and a lot of the local Keralite Ayyappan devotees, are very clear that since Ayyappan represents this universal celibacy concept, and this is a tradition that goes back many centuries, this basically violates the principle of which Ayyappan represents in this temple. And therefore, if you break the celibacy requirement, then automatically the temple is basically lost its sanctity.
That's Pramit Pal Chowdhury, the foreign editor of the Hindustan Times. And you can hear that full interview with Andrew West on the Religion and Ethics Report at 5:30 this afternoon, right here on RN or anytime on the ABC Listen app.